Good morning. This is WYMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us as he does each Monday, Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, the two convicted murderers, David Sweat and Richard Matz, still on the run at this hour. And this morning, you take a look at some problems facing the governor when it comes to the prison escape, which has been the connecting of the dots in terms of prison cuts.
Yeah, the assembly chairman of the corrections committee says it's something he may hold a hearing on. He hasn't committed, but we've seen, you know, staffing issues at Dannemora Prison where the two escaped from, overtime issues. Supposedly there was a melee before the escape, a couple of days before the escape, and people were pushing to lock down the entire prison and search all the cells. They say maybe that would have uncovered the plot unknowingly for the escape, but they were told they couldn't lock down all the cells because of overtime concerns. There was also two towers, guard towers, that were unmanned overnight because of overtime concerns and staffing issues. So people are now looking at why these guys may have been able to do what they did, and some of it may fall on the governor's policies.
From there, we head to the deadline today for New York City's rent regulations, and that has been quite a battle in the New York State Legislature, and you are, of course, watching that as well.
Yeah, and no progress reported over the weekend, zero. So at best, what you might see today is a two-day extension to give the leaders more time to negotiate an agreement. If not, they'll expire. The governor made it clear over the weekend to landlords that once there is a deal on rent, it's going to be retroactive, so don't try to exploit the situation by, you know, trying to raise rents or kick out tenants when these laws expire at midnight tonight.
What about that education tax credit for private and parochial schools?
Governor's still pushing it. Assembly Democrats are still trying to fight it. You know, the governor tied it to rent issues. The Assembly Democrats say the rent, which is their number one issue this year, should stand on its own. They don't want to do the tax credit. They did put in a bill that would be a much smaller tax credit that the advocates for it said doesn't even come close.
We've been talking with Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, and you can find his column at nydailynews.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.